"Blast it," Mr. Poe said. "They're gone. But don't worry, children, we'll catch them. I'm going to go call the police immediately."
Violet, Klaus and Sunny looked at one another and knew that it wasn't as simple as Mr. Poe said. Count Olaf would take care to stay out of sight as he planned his next move. He was far too clever to be captured by the likes of Mr. Poe. "Well, let's go home, children," Justice Strauss said. "We can worry about this in the morning when I've fixed you a good breakfast." Mr. Poe coughed.
wait a minute," he said, looking down at the floor. "I'm sorry to tell you this, children, but I cannot allow you to be raised by someone who is not a relative."
"What?"
Violet cried. "After all Justice Strauss has done for us? We never would have figured out Count Olaf's plan without her in her library," Klaus said.
"Without Justice Strauss, we would have lost our lives."
"Well, that may be so," Mr. Poe said.
"And I thank Justice Strauss for her generosity. But your parents' will is very specific. You must be adopted by a relative. Tonight you will stay with me in my home, and tomorrow I shall go to the bank and figure out what to do with you. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is."
The children looked at Justice Strauss, who sighed heavily, and hugged each of the Baudelaire youngsters in turn. "Mr. Poe is right," she said sadly. "He must respect your parents' wishes. Don't you want to do what your parents wanted, children?" Violet, Klaus and Sunny pictured their loving parents, and wished more than ever that the fire had not occurred. Never, never had they felt so alone. They wanted very badly to live with this kind and generous woman, but they knew that it simply could not be done.
"I guess you're right, Justice Strauss," Violet said finally. "We will miss you very much." "I will miss you too," she said,
and her eyes filled with tears once more. Then they each gave Justice Strauss one last embrace and followed Mr. and Mrs. Poe to their car. The Baudelaire orphans piled into the back seat and peered out the back window at Justice Strauss, who was crying and waving to them. Ahead of them were the darkened streets, where Count Olaf had escaped to plan more treachery. Behind them was the kind judge who had taken such an interest in the three children. To Violet, Klaus and Sunny, it seemed that Mr. Poe and the law had made the incorrect decision to take them away from the possibility of a happy life with Justice Strauss, and toward an unknown fate with some unknown relative. They didn't understand it. But like so many unfortunate events in life, just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it isn't so. The Baudelaires bunched up together against the cold night air and kept waving out the back window. The car drove farther and farther away, until Justice Strauss was merely a speck in the darkness. And it seemed to the children that they were moving in an aberrant. The word aberrant here means very, very wrong and causing much grief. Direction.
The Count has an eye on his ankle and lives in a horrible place. He wants all your money, he's never at all funny. He wants to remove your face. And he might be thinking what a romp this is. But wait till you meet his accomplices.
Two women with powdered white faces, and one long as bald man with warts. Things worsen and worsen with a left-handed person and others with nastier parts. This evil and unpleasant crew complete Count Olaf's acting true. The goal of Count Olaf is getting control of the fortunes of urchins and orphans alike. I mean, horrors, Count Olaf is no laughing matter. When you see Count Olaf, count it zero, then scream and run away.